This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The fourth matter that is considered khushu' of a salat that is obligatory and you must fulfill, that is called at-tuma'ninatu fi salat, tranquility in the prayer. These are four things. The fourth one is at-tuma'nina. What does this mean? This means that when you pray and you're moving from one position of the prayer to another, you must wait, stop, and make sure that all the limbs and bones have rested in their place before moving to the next position of the prayer. So, if I said Allahu Akbar going into ruku', wait until your back is straight, until you feel the joints of your arms have rested, until all the joints in your back have rested. Say Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Now you get up. Sami Allahu liman hamida. Wait until your back has rested and all the bones have went back into the place they come from. That's tuma'nina. You need to wait. Then go into sujood. Wait, not quick. If you go quick and the bones didn't have a chance to go back into their position, you have missed at-tuma'nina. You have lost the entire prayer. The whole prayer is invalid. Naam, it's called at-tuma'nina. And what proves this is that hadith that I told you before that I said I will share. I will share it now because that's where the mentioning of it comes in this hadith. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered the masjid and a man entered the masjid. So this man began to pray. Then after he finished his salat, he came and he gave salam to the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded as salam to this man and he said to him, irji' fa salli fa innaka lam tusalli. He said to him, go back and pray because you did not pray. Allahu Akbar. And so this is an acknowledgement that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us. Not everyone who did the actions of the prayer is considered someone who prayed. So you need to be careful. There are things that you must fulfill in a salat, otherwise your whole salat is invalid. So this man got up and prayed again. Then he came back to the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and gave him salam. Then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him second time, irji' fa salli fa innaka lam tusalli. Go back and pray because you did not pray. This is not an accepted salat. And this happened three times. Then this man was confused. He gave up. He said, ya Rasulullah, walladhi ba'athaka bilhaq. I swear by the one who sent you. I swear by Allah. Ma uhsinu ghayrahu. I don't know how to pray better than this. This is my best salat. I don't know better than this. Fa'allimni. Teach me, O Messenger of Allah. Teach me. Allahu Akbar. Wa Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to take time out to teach this man how to pray. My brothers and sisters in Islam, if you know someone that doesn't pray correctly, sit with them and teach them. Sit. Don't think that this is a waste of time. If one person learns something new concerning a salat he never knew before, wallahi, you will earn its reward until the last prayer this man prays on earth. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him, he said to him, إِذَا قُمْتَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَكَبِّرْ. If you stand up wanting to pray, say Allahu Akbar. And that's takbiratul ihram. ثُمَّ اقْرَأْ مَا تَيَسَّرَ مَعَكَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. Then read some Qur'an, al-Fatiha and a surah. ثُمَّ ارْكَعْ حَتَّى تَطْمَئِنَّ رَاكِعَ. Then perform ruku' until you rest in ruku', until you are tranquil in your ruku', meaning until all your bones have settled in their place. ثُمَّ ارْفَعْ حَتَّى تَعْتَدِلَ قَائِمًا. Then get up until you stand absolutely straight, not like with a little bend, and then rush down to sujood. لا حتى تعتدل قائما ثم اسجد حتى تطمئن ساجدا. Then perform sujood until you are tranquil in your sujood, until all your bones have rested in sujood. ثم ارفع حتى تطمئن جالسا. Then get up from your sujood until you are tranquil in your sitting. Don't rush. This is the time where you say, Rabbi ighfirli, Rabbi ighfirli. وارحمني واجبرني واهدني وارزقني وعافني. يعني this is narrated. Sit until the bones have went back into their place. وافعل ذلك في صلاتك كلها. And do that throughout your entire prayer. That's it. What Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him. The highlight in this hadith is the word tatma'inna. Until you're rested and you're tranquil in the position that you have moved from. Naam. And there are almost 50 ahadith that refer to the fact that at-tuma'nina, tranquility in the prayer, is a pillar of the prayer, as mentioned by Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. So if a person leaves out this pillar and he just prays really quick and doesn't give a chance for his bones to rest, then his prayer is invalid, because this is part of the necessary khushu' that must be performed in a salat.